Welcome back to a new episode of Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. I love saying my intro. It's so much fun. And today our topic isn't so much fun, to be honest. I am jumping right in. I'm struggling with insomnia again. I've struggled with it for many years, like 5 to 7 years ago. I was in a really bad place mentally. I think it was 2017 was the worst year. And then 2019 was another pretty bad year. But I was in a really negative headspace, and it was definitely due to sleep deprivation, which I didn't see at the time. So my problem was basically that I couldn't fall asleep, and I had to stay up till 3 in the morning. And the next day, or like a couple of hours later, I had to get up at 6. So I had effectively 3 hours of sleep each night. It wasn't the case like every night. I slept a little longer sometimes, especially when I didn't have to get up at 6. I could sleep in a little bit. But I was averaging, I guess, 5 hours of sleep a night, which is definitely too little for me. I'm a person who needs 9 to 10 hours to function optimally. I know that's a lot, but I also have an autoimmune disease, so I think that that kind of augments, that's such a bad word, it kind of just heightens the need for more sleep. Now I've restarted the keto diet. I was on keto for more than 6 months, 5 or 6 years ago, and it was actually a really mixed experience, especially because I developed a rash, which I have developed again. And this time around, I've also had insomnia issues, so I couldn't sleep. And I would lay in bed every single night till like 2, 3 a.m. after going to bed at 11 the latest. So I would lay there for 3 to 4 hours, not able to sleep. And this went on for a couple of days this time, but it just had me thinking of the time back in the days when I was struggling so bad with sleep every single night, and it was a constant for months and months, that I just want to take this opportunity and remind you that sleep is really important. And if you're doing something that is not aiding it, or like actively preventing you from sleeping, please, please, please try and not do it anymore. I know it's easier said than done. I know doom scrolling is a thing. I know caffeine is a thing. Energy drinks are a thing. But your body's going to thank you if you get enough sleep each night. Yeah, so I titled this episode Insomnia is a Blessing in Disguise, because I feel like our body talks to us, and it's through certain things we call symptoms. So things that aren't going our way or the way that we want them to. And those things are communicating to us that there is something out of equilibrium, like we're not balanced anymore. So what I mean by insomnia as a blessing in disguise is just simply the fact that firstly, we should make an effort to stay positive in every circumstance. I know it's super hard and it's a challenge for life to practice that, but to stay grateful and positive under every circumstance, and to just think of what the situation is trying to teach us. And I think there's so much information in that, and so much to learn from that. When we just view insomnia as a signal from our body to ourselves that there is something out of sync. In my case, it was really just the switch from eating sugar or burning sugar as fuel to burning fat for fuel. But I'm still sensing, due to a couple of other things, that ketosis is probably not the way to go for me, especially because of the rash that really hurts actually. But that's just a side note. So firstly, we should be grateful in every situation. And secondly, we should just accept that our body is talking to us in a way that we need to understand, I guess. And it's hard sometimes. It's hard often, to be honest, because it's easier to not listen. It's easier to chug more coffee and to push yourself through and to really, yeah, hope that the symptoms just pass and go by. But the truth is that even if that happens, it's very likely that something else will surface that is going to bother us also. The body is a very, very, very intelligent machine. It's incredibly resourceful and highly functional. So if you get a symptom you don't like, just ask yourself what the reason could be. And I'm trying to do the same on a regular basis and really trying to be a lot more open and honest to myself in inquiring about the reasons for certain things. So I really hope you enjoyed this episode, even if the topic was a little, maybe potentially negative, but I just want to reiterate how important it is to listen to your body. It's like fundamental. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate you. And if you liked this episode, please make sure to subscribe and to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. It helps me out a lot. And I would love for you to tune back in next Sunday. Until then, bye.